You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. We do thank the Lord for being here this morning. Thank God for Pastor this morning for being here, all the saints. Hallelujah. Thank God for our visitor. He said he was going to come. He's a man of his word. If you got something you want to say, brother, you stand up and you want to say it, go ahead, you know. There's liberty here. Yeah, we thank you for coming. The Lord will bless you, brother. He knows what you need. Amen. And it's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. The young lady, many people that listen to us, you know, I tell them, I say, well, you know, get a good word. You know, we do the best we can. I said, but you ought to hear the testimonies of what your God can do, what your God wants to do for you. Yes. Amen. So many people of God out there just don't realize who they God really is. They just know him as the Savior. You know, God is a keeper, a redeemer. He's a provider. God wants to do everything for you. When I say everything, I mean everything. When he say come aside and rest, I believe he means just that. Rest. And watch me do it. You know, amen. He said, I go away, prepare a place for you. You know. And so God is he's real. He's magnificent. As Jackie would say, he's terrific. You know, God is just God. And he won't fail you. He will not fail you. So we just thank him. We can't praise him and thank him enough. Amen. We just cannot thank him. I thank God again for what he's doing, how he's getting the car situation back in order. You know, got my little, well, not mine. You know, my wife, everything is my wife's. You know, that's your mama's. You know, that's mama's over there. That's mama's. Don't nothing belong to daddy but labor. But anyway, I thank God for getting the car back together. She says, everything working? I said, everything is working now. Right. And man, I tell you, God is good, and he's got the cars back together. We still waiting on one, but the one we're waiting for, she said, they ain't got to get that one back. We can keep this one if they want to. I said, no, this one's a little small. We want one that's big like the other one. We need some room. We got a bunch of grandkids now. You know, we used to have a minivan where we can take them all, but man, a minivan won't do now. You know, we need a 15 passenger. Amen. Or we need that 24 passenger bus out there. I mean, because when we go together. Amen. I mean, know it's good to be together. It's good to have family. I don't know what nobody else think about that. It is good to have family. Amen. And we thank God for putting us into his family. Amen. And when God brought us into his family, we shouldn't be lacking anything. Amen. I don't think we are lacking nothing but faith. You know, if your faith can get built up, you know, you will be able to move mountains. You will be able to speak things into existence. You know, I'm still speaking stuff into existence. I thank God for healing my body. You know, no, I ain't hurting nowhere no more. You know, I ain't limping no more. I thank God for doing it. Amen. I mean, every time I feel like I need to go to the doctor and get a prescription, he comes on the scene. You know, so Jesus is my doctor. And he writes down all my prescriptions. Amen. They're in the Bible. They're already written. All you got to do is get in the medicine cabinet. Pastor said, all you got to do is just take the gospel. Get in the medicine cabinet and find what you need. Amen. It's in the medicine cabinet. He wrote them down already. By his stripes, you are already healed from what? Any kind of disease. All kinds of sicknesses. Amen. He made a way, didn't he? God made the way. He knew what we was going to need. Amen. And so God did it for us. And I thank God for doing it for us. I thank him for doing it for me. The song that we used to sing, Brittany, all every Easter, just for me. He did it just for me. He did it just for you. Amen. We're going to be in the book of John chapter 14. Try to hold your attention for a little while. Let us go to the Father in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, God, always God, we want to acknowledge you, Lord, not just only in this pulpit, God, but each and every day, God. All day, Father, we acknowledge you, Lord God. We acknowledge you, God, in all our ways, Lord God, because you're perfect in all yours. And we thank you today, Father God, for your word. We thank and praise you, God, for being mighty and being great, Lord God. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for healing, God, and deliverance. We ask that you would look in on those that are sick. Carolyn Ray, Father God. God, I pray that you would touch her, God, this morning. Look on my sister, Lord God. Have mercy, Father. God, raise up out of that sick bed, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, do what only you can do. Give her a miracle, Lord God. Lord, we believe that you're still working miracles, oh God. You're still moving by your spirit, Father. And those that are incarcerated, Father God, those, Father God, that are in homes, Lord God, out on the street, Father God, we pray that you bless them, Lord. Use us, Lord God. You told us, Father God, Lord God, to go out, God, in the highways and hedges. Compel them to come, Lord. God, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you just use me today, God. God, word my mouth, Lord, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Give me for the time that you allowed me, God, to stand before this people, God. Use me, Father, God. Encourage, God, not somebody, God, but encourage everybody, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Chapter 14, verse 1. This is Jesus. My Bible says he comforts the disciples. Jesus always comforting somebody. Amen. He had to comfort his disciples because they didn't understand a lot of things, just like we don't understand a lot. But God still comforts us. Amen. Even in our misunderstanding, our lack of understanding, he comforts us. Let not your heart be troubled. He says, ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know. And you know the way. Talk to you a little bit about the way and the comforter this morning. Because we always seem like, most times we seem like we know what we doing. You know, we know the way. You know, people, you ain't got to tell me, I know. You know, people know. You know, I just let them stay and they know. You know, but they don't know, you know. We have to find out for ourselves, amen, that we didn't know. You know, a lot of times I thought that I knew what I thought I knew. You know, telling mom and dad, I know. I know, I know this. You know, like, they were just not being born at 50, 60, 70 years old. Amen. But I know. And the people know. They're trying to find other ways. Amen. That's what they're trying to do. But ain't but one way. Amen. Ain't but one way. He said, whether I go, you know. And the way you know. Jesus saying to the disciples, you know where I'm going. And you know how to get there. We know where he's going now. You know, just we probably was standing back there in their shoes. We probably asked the same question. What is he talking about? Amen. But thank God for the word. Thank God for those people those examples that he put before us. You know, now we know what he was talking about. You know, he said, you know where I'm going. Amen. At least we should know. Amen. We ought to know by now what he was talking about. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, if you, just in case you didn't know, he's going to the Father. Put that in there. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? It's a good thing, boy, people are honest. Amen. It is a good thing that people just speak, you know, look, you say we know. Look, Lord, he said, Lord, we know not where you're going. You know, if you keep your mouth shut, you won't know a lot of things. My wife used to ask questions after question after question. Why y'all was asking all them questions? Because I want to know. Now I find myself asking question after question after question because I want to know. Because if you don't ask no questions, you don't know. Ain't that right, school teacher? You know, you got to raise your hand if you ain't sure. You know, I got to make sure I'm sure. Amen. And he's Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. We have no idea where you're going and how to get there. What is you talking about? He said, how can we know the way? The word way in Hebrew means derech, which usually means a path or road, a highway, or a physical journey. Jesus was about to make another journey. He made his journey here, amen, through heaven. And he's about to make another transition back over to the Father. You know, and they didn't understand that. So he was on his own journey, amen. How many know that you're on a journey today? You know, how many know that you're walking a path today? You on the straight and narrow road today, amen. You on your way somewhere. You're going someplace today. You know, when you leave out, you might go to the restaurant. Leave out, you might go do some work. You leave out here, you might go read. You might go into another church, but you're going to be going somewhere. Amen. You're going somewhere. So the word way, it means a path, you know, a road, a highway, a physical journey. And it only becomes a journey when someone is actively walking on it. Amen. You can't say that you own this journey and you ain't doing nothing. You know, you can't say you own this journey and you ain't believing God. You know, the Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. You got to be actively in this word. Amen. You got to be actively in this life. Amen. In this way of living. Amen. We don't walk by what we see. We walk by faith. Amen. What we don't see. We just trust and we just believe God. He doesn't just show us a map afar off. He shows us a way. Amen. He showed us how to get there. Amen. God laid it down for us. The Bible tells us in Psalms 145 and 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him. Amen. God is nigh unto you. Amen. He just didn't tell us how to get there. He showed us how to get to the Father. Amen. You got to lay your life down. Amen. You got to pick up your cross and follow him. Amen. That's what Jesus showed. It's all right to tell somebody, but it's another thing of showing, being an example. Let me show you what I'm talking about. That's what we say. Amen. When you want to show somebody, let me show you. I can't explain it. You know, I explained it the best that I could. Jesus explained it the best that he could. Amen. But let me show you. Let me show you how to lay your life down. Let me show you how to love your enemies. Amen. Let me show you how to help the homeless. Amen. Let me show you how to do this. Let me show you how to give up everything. He gave up everything. Amen. And the young rich man said, I done everything that the commandments say do. Jesus said, you lack one thing. That's one thing that we all lacking. We got to find out what that one thing is. I mean, some of us might be lacking a few things, you know. He said, you give up everything that you have, sell it and give it to the poor. And the man couldn't do it. Jesus showed us how to give up everything. Amen. He became poor, the Bible says, that we may become rich. Amen. He laid his life down that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And so he just didn't show us afar off. You know, some people talk, you keep talking, but you know, you got to get up sometimes and show you. And my kids and grandkids, I'm trying to explain and they ain't getting it. I said, because I don't want to get up off the couch. I said, let me get up and show you what I'm talking about. And when you show them, then the light bulb comes on. The understanding is there. Oh, I see what you mean, Dad. I see what you mean, Papa. Oh, I see. We have that awe moment with Jesus when he showed us. Amen. So the Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him. Amen. He showed us the way. Amen. He walks with you actively, leading and guiding you, showing you on your way. Amen. He got to show us on our way because, like I said before, we think that everything, we think we know a lot. You know, well, Paul said that we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect come, that which is in part, done in part, going to be done away with. Amen. You know, so we are people that we want to know. We want to have the answer for everything. You know, you have to be in a conversation with you and in the conversation with somebody, and the bystanders are or there, and the person, you and this person have good conversation. But the bystander, they just interject and just takes over the conversation. You know, and the person asking you these questions, and you just like, well, I'm just going to be quiet until my turn comes. You know, like, well, I was talking to you in the first place. Where did they come off at? Where did they come off? I mean, that you know, that there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. Amen. But in the end, the Bible said there is death. Amen. So we don't know what we think we know. Amen. We need to be calling and asking God, Lord, what do I need to know? Show me the way, Lord. Amen. I'm saved, but I still need to know some things. Amen. I need to know a lot of things. I need to know how to really love my neighbor. Amen. I say, and I do the best that I can, Pastor. But then here come that devil. He come get me up off, you know, get me out, you know, out of the way. You know, because you can be in the way and you can fall out of the way too. Amen. You can get off the road. Amen. You can get off that narrow road. So because you on the way don't mean you can't fall off the way. Amen. You'll fall by the way. But God will be there to pick you up. Amen. But there is a way that seems right unto man. But in the end, there is death. You know, David says also in Psalms 32 and 8, he said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou should go. The way of troubles, he going to teach you, amen. In the way of your fears, he said, I'm going to instruct you and teach you. In the way of pain, in the way of disappointment, you know, he said, I'm going to instruct you in those ways as well, amen. You know, oftentimes we don't want the instruction because we're paining so bad. You know, we just want relief. Amen. I don't need no understanding right now. I need some relief. God is going to instruct you what to do in those ways too. Amen. In all your troubles, God is going to instruct you and lead you and guide you. He said, in the way that thou should go. And he says, I will guide thee with my eye. Amen. You know, he sees up ahead. Amen. He said, I'm going to guide you with my eyes, because what we're seeing don't jog with what he's seeing. Amen. What he sees. Amen. He said, I'm going to guide you with my eyes. And the good man's, Psalms 37:23, the good man's steps are ordered by God, and he delights in his ways. Amen. And how is God delighted in this man's ways? How is he delighted in the man's ways? Yeah, and you might say that, well, because God ordered his steps. God ordered steps for everybody, but do everybody take those steps? Do everybody take the way that God ordered? No. But only God going to delight in those who took those steps, took the way, amen? Amen. So if you took the way, then God delighting in you, amen? He's enlightening himself, and he delighting himself in you because you obeyed him. This man's ways are led and guided by God. And so when your steps are ordered and you take those steps, go down this road and you go down that road, it's a hard way too. Ways that you don't understand. God delights in you because you're putting your trust in him. Amen. You're not settling for less. And oftentimes we think that what God, the way the Lord, we feel like is taking us. Well, Lord, I don't know if that's the best route. You know, we always got a contingent plan, don't we? We got a on the side plan. Amen. If this don't work, then I got this back up. Remember, I told y'all a story when the Lord told me to move, and I'm living in daddy's house. So, Lord, I'm going to move. He said, if you don't move, you'll never know who I am. I'm going to move. I ain't verbalized it, but God knows your heart. Don't he? I ain't had to say a word, but I knew in my heart that I had a contingency plan. I got a backup plan. If that don't work out in St. Peter's, I can come on back on over here to daddy. I got somewhere to stay. I ain't worried about my family being out on the street. And soon as I decided I'm going to follow God's way, soon as I left, somebody moved in that place. So God said, I got you now. You can't go back. God put you in a place where you got to trust him. Amen. Well, you got to go on and just walk in that way. You got to go on with your journey. I got to go on now. We're gonna travel this road now, Tawana, to see what the end gonna be. Amen. We had some troubles. You're gonna have some troubles. Amen. You're gonna have some bumps in the road. You're gonna have some pits. Well, no, where they put Joseph in, but God gonna bring you out of them. Amen. I'm a living testimony. God gonna bring you out of every one of them. everyone. He ain't God. He ain't my father if he don't provide. Amen. And he provides. He take care of his. Amen. You ain't got to call the government on him. You got to make God play child support because he ain't take care. God going to take care of his people. Amen. He said, a good man's steps are ordered up by the Lord. And he delight in his ways because this man has decided that he's going to follow Jesus. Amen. He decided that he's going to go all the way with Jesus in spite of the perfect times. Amen. In spite of these last days. Amen. But Jesus knew that these last days was going to come. Amen. He knows that they're coming. Amen. Go with me to Isaiah 30 and 21. This might prick your ears. We're talking about on the way. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm on my way to someplace. I'm on my way because I'm following Jesus. Yes, Lord. You know, you can have this whole world, Keith said, but give me Jesus. Amen. I'd rather take Jesus, silver and gold. You can have it. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. He said, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee. My God. Saying, this is the way. Your ears, God going to speak a word to you. He going to speak a word to you while you're on your journey. While you're walking this way, a hard way, the straight and narrow way where just one person can go at a time. Amen. He said, he going to be behind you. What's behind you? Goodness and mercy going to follow you all the days of your life. He going to be speaking a word in your ear every step of the way. You go left, go right. No. I told you to go left, but I feel like I want to go right, Lord. The flesh saying go right. No, Al, go left. Go. He going to be with you every step of the way if you got ears to hear. Amen. He said, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee. You know, saying this is the way. Walk in it. It may seem hard. Walk in it. It may seem tough. Walk in it. You may not get no understanding, but walk in it. Amen. Walk in that way. Amen. That ain't faith if you got to see it. We walk by faith and not by sight. Show me, Lord. Thomas said, look, except I see, then shall I believe. That ain't faith, Thomas. You got to have faith first. You got to believe it first. Then you're going to see it. Amen. Isn't that how faith work? Or do you got to see it first and then you receive it? Amen. You got to believe it. When you believe it, you're going to make it come to fruition. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass because God has whispered something in your ear. He ain't giving you a word. Every step of the way, God is instructing us. You know, a lot of times we feel like we done made the wrong decision, made the wrong decision in our life. And it feel like, man, I messed up. And then after a while, you feel like, I ain't even see that coming. God gonna blind. He gonna blindside some of you. Y'all ain't gonna see your blessing coming because you thought you was going the wrong way. You thought you was doing the wrong thing. You thought you made a mistake. Amen. But God got a blessing for you. He's got a blessing on the way. Amen. I believe it. If you can believe it, amen, receive it then. If you can believe it, then receive it. He said he's gonna whisper a word in your ear. He's gonna be behind you every step of the way. You know, whatever assignment God puts you on, don't leave it. Whatever assignment God puts you on, don't give up on it. God is with you every step of the way. Amen. God got a word for you. If it's come, if it's go, if it's be still or stand still, be encouraged. God got a word for you. Amen. He's going to speak a word to you. That centurion that met Jesus said, Lord, my servant is sick and about to die. Jesus said, I come to your house and heal him. He said, no, Lord, I ain't worthy of it. I ain't worthy for you to come to my house. Some of us feel like that we ain't worthy. God made you worthy. Yeah. Amen. You are worthy. He died for you. Yeah. Amen. He shed precious divine blood for you. You are worthy of the blessings. Amen. But man feel like he wasn't even worthy. He said, you can't come into my house. He said, but I understand something. One thing we got to understand, authority. Amen. We got to understand authority. He understood authority when he heard it. He understood authority when he seen it. He said, I am in the same places you are. Amen. He said, I have servants. And when I say go, they go. When I say come, they come. Whatever I tell them to do, they going to find themselves doing it. Amen. He said, only speak a word. God got a word. He's just going to speak a word to you. I mean, God's got a word. He said, only speak the word only, Lord, and it shall be. And I believe my servant going to be healed. God got a word for you. Amen. The centurion say, speak the word only, Lord. Speak it. If you tell me to go, I'm going to go. If you tell me to come, I'm going to come. Whatever you say, Lord, that's what it's going to be. Speak the word only. And then Jesus says here in verse 6, Jesus said to him, to Thomas, and to them, to you, to me, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am that way. Amen. I'm the way. You know, and walk in the way that I'm laid down for you. Walk in my steps. Amen. He said, this is the way. Only way you're going to get peace is through Jesus. I'm the way to the Father. Amen. I'm the way to your peace. I'm the way to your healing. I'm the way to your breakthrough. I'm the way to your deliverance. Amen. I'm the way to putting your family. I'm the only way. He is the way, not only to the Father. God wants to bless you right now. Amen. And they knew he was leaving. You know, you finna leave us, Lord. Don't leave us down here. Don't leave. Stay with us, Lord. You know why? Because Jesus kept them while he was with them. Amen. He kept them while he was with them. The Lord showed me something. He said, God is the way, the truth, and the life. He's our way to our success. You know, everything that you're looking for, it's in the way. Amen. It's in the way. Your breakthrough is in the way. Your hope is in the way. Your peace is in the way. Lady, she need peace. Amen. That came here on Wednesday night. She needed some peace. You know, and son going through some things, and man, I sat there, she had a lot to say. Didn't she, brother? She had a lot to say. I said, well, come on, let's go back there so we can talk. They praying, and man, she had a lot on her heart. She didn't have no peace, though. She didn't have no, God, Jesus is the way to your peace. I said, oh, you trying to fix this thing? Yeah, I am. I said, you can't fix it. I said, you're going to mess it up. It's going to get worse. You know, when we try to fix things that only God can do, right, we mess it up. But it ain't messed up that bad. You know, ain't nothing messed up that bad. Now, when it comes to Jesus, you know, it be messed up to us like, oh, Lord, what we going to do now? You know, but Jesus said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fix that thing for you. You know, all you got to do is pray. And trust God. God gonna, I don't care what it is, your family, your children, wife, God gonna fix it. He's able to fix it. Is he not able to fix it? Huh? What can he fix? Amen. Amen. He can fix it. God can do it. But she didn't have no peace. And a lot of God's people don't have no peace. You can't have no peace without him. You got to find your peace in him. Amen. Your peace is only in Jesus. Amen. Your hope is only in Jesus. Amen. Your anchor is only in Jesus. Everything comes by way of Jesus. Amen. That you need. Amen. So don't leave nothing out. Everything, I say, comes by way of Jesus. And this is why Paul said, therefore, being justified by faith. Amen. You are justified by the faith that you have in Jesus. He said, we have peace with God. A lot of folk trying to make peace with God, but they ain't trying to get it through Jesus. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the way requires walking this life out. Amen. It requires you taking up your cross. Amen. I mean, you can't get away from bearing your cross. And a lot of times we feel like sometimes we want to take our cross a whole different way. He didn't say put it in your truck and carry it. He didn't say put it in your trunk. And carry, that ain't you carrying no cross. That's your truck and your car. You know, that would be too easy. God wants you to bear your cross. He wants you to handle it. Amen. He wants you to bear the cross and bring it right to him. Amen. Lay it on the altar. That's what she did when she got here. She didn't get it to seat. She came right at this altar and laid everything on the altar. She said, I feel better now. I feel better now. I said, yeah, because God going to fix it if you let him. You know, God going to do it if you let him. You know, either we calling on him for what? If you call on him, let him do it. Step out the way. Move back. Decrease so he can increase. Watch him. Watch him work. Amen. So your peace, your joy, your love, your healing. Amen. It's in Jesus. You know, you got to bear your cross, because if you don't bear it the right way, you know, you just can't. You ain't going to find what you need. He said, take up your cross and follow me, because on this journey, Jesus said, I've traveled the world before. You ever tell somebody, I've been there before? And that's, I mean, that's why I told. I said, I understand what you're saying. You do? Because everybody think our kids was really good kids. I'm like, what makes y'all think that they were like y'all? They were just good kids, because we know you and Tawana. So me and Tawana was praying, crying, and, you know, sometimes a little doubt set in. I mean, we did everything that any other saved person would do. Pray for your kid. Fast for your kid. They was out there clowning. Yes, they were. They were doing what we did. You know, sometimes God got to open up your eyes, you know, and let you see how you used to be. We were talking about that, you know, because you get so down. You get so tough on them. You ought not to be doing this, and you should be doing that. And I don't know where you get that from. And you know where that come from? You. And yes, ma'am, I had to tell my children as they got older. I said, boy, I was worse than y'all. What, Dad? I said, man, yeah. And they sat around, my brothers, older brothers, and they heard a lot, didn't they, Tawana? My sister, and they were like, Dad, we were something else. But you want the best for your kids. Amen. But you want the best for your kids, you just got to give them to Jesus. That's the best we can do, ain't it? Ain't no better than that. That's the best we can do. We got to just hand them over to Jesus. Amen. You know what I mean? Look, where that come from? It came from you. You had that temper. Amen. You cuss people out. You punch people. You did all kind of stuff. Amen. So don't get hard on them. Amen. God got to show you something. Amen. God going to show you, me, and your kids. Amen. But he going to show you, your kids, and you. Because God going to turn that thing around. Because all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord, to those that are called according to his purpose. Amen. God going to show up and show out. Amen. You know, the only way you're going to get rid of fear is through Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, I defeated fear. I overcame the enemy. Amen. I healed the sick. I was with them in the fire. I was with them in the flood. So God ain't going to leave you. Amen. He's showing us. You know, he's showing us what he's going to do. And this is why David said, yay. You know, sound like he was happy. Yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. How many are happy walking through the valley of the shadow of death? I'm happy now because I know who's with me. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they do comfort me. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me, even in the presence of the enemy. Amen. Sit down and eat. Not the enemy now. He wants you to sit down and eat. He prepared a table for you, not the devil. You ain't going to break bread with the devil. I know. Amen. Thou preparest a table for me, even before the enemy. Amen. Here it is. They thought Jesus was going to leave them and not come back. And so Jesus said, I am the way. He was not only saying that he was the way to the Father, but the way to everything that we need. You know, if you can believe that this morning, you know, whatsoever you say, you know, you should have it, Jesus says. And so Jesus was on his way back to the Father. Amen. And he said, I got to go. I got to go prepare this place for you. But what struck me, the disciples, I guess they kind of felt, you know, leaving after all of this, what the Lord has done for them and showed them, you know, what are we going to do now? What you going, Jesus, what we going to do? Jesus said down here, verse John 14:16. And he said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. I said, wait a minute. Another? Somebody else? Wait a minute. Now, we got, there's only one God, one Spirit, one baptism. Amen. Who is this other person? He said, Jesus said, I ain't talking about no other person. So I had to do some digging. Amen. He said, even the Spirit of truth, verse 17, whom the world cannot receive because it see him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. I found out that in the Greek, there are two words for another. One is heteros, meaning another or a different kind. Amen. It's like swapping a car for a boat, apple for an orange, you know, I'm going to leave. But that ain't what Jesus was talking about. He can't, who he going to leave in his place? Ain't nobody greater than God. Ain't nobody mightier than him. Amen. Amen. I mean, he was using this other word, the Bible says. Jesus used allos, A-L-L-O-S, meaning another of the exact same kind. He was leaving himself. Jesus was telling them, this body, I got to go. This body got to go before the Father. Why? Because I'm carrying some precious blood. I'm the Lamb of God. Amen. And this body got to go. Amen. I got to go. But I'm leaving the Holy Ghost, the Spirit behind you. This body can't be with you always. He told them that in the beginning. I know this body can't be, but I'm going to be with you. The Holy Ghost is going to be with you. That comforter, the exact same character, the exact same anointing, the exact same deliverance is going to be with you. Not only with you forever, but in you. That's what Jesus was saying. Look, Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going to send you myself what he's going to do. That's why Paul wrote to the Philippians and said he thought it. Being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery equal with God because he was God. Yes. They didn't understand. You got to understand that we didn't see his body. You know, we believe that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's in us. Allos. Amen. You know, the same kind, the exact kind of power that Jesus walked with. On the earth, it's the same kind of power that's in you. Amen. The same kind of deliverance that Jesus did back then, it's the same kind of deliverance that's in you. He don't change. That's why he said, I'm God. I change not. Amen. So he can't send no another. He was talking about himself. Amen. Jesus talking about himself. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. And he's going to dwell with you forever. He's going to always be in you. And this is how God. This is how God never leaves you. This is how he never forsakes you, because he's in you. Amen. The body is gone. Your body got to go, but your spirit going somewhere too. Amen. Your body going to leave here, the spirit going with. But Jesus said, I got to go. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to make a way for you. I'm going to put my spirit within inside of you. My spirit going to lead and guide you. My spirit going to teach you all things. Amen. My spirit going to deliver you. Amen. My spirit going to speak for you when it's time to speak. Amen. My spirit going to be the doctor in the sick room, the lawyer in the courtroom. Amen. This is what Jesus, I'm not leaving you alone. I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going to put myself in you. You know, a comforter, the English version means to comfort a sad person. But my Bible tells me that this counselor, and he gives you power. He gives you strength. Let me read what the Greek said, the Hebrew said about that. Modern day English, comfort means to soothe somebody who's sad. You know, he'll soothe you too. He'll dry your tears. Yeah, he will. He will. But the original meaning is to make strong together. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall have received what? power. When this comfort comes in you, you're going to be strong. In the power of his might. It's not by power or might, but it's by his spirit, said the Lord. Amen. He said that's what this comfort would do. He said it refers to a legal advocate, a defense attorney, or a standby partner who fights for you. Amen. That's why Jesus said, you ain't got this battle, is not yours. It's the Lord's. That's what the comforter is in you for. It's to fight your battles. Amen. I gave this testimony before. This, you know, this woman was summoned to court. And she had all of these, about three or four attorneys standing against her. And she's in courtroom representing herself. They think she didn't have nobody. That's what they thought. But she went when they summoned. And she stood not alone. She knew that God was with her. And so one of the attorneys approached her and said, look, you know you can't win this. Look at us. It's three or four of us, and it's just you have nobody representing you. That's what they thought. Amen. You may as well just, you know, give up, give in. You know, we're going to give you some time. So they gave us some time to go home and think about it. How many know she went home? This ain't no, look, that was the wrong thing to do, to give a Christian some time. Amen. And you don't, look, when the devil gets you, he need to get you. You give the right Christian some time, they know what to do. I ain't going home and I'm not going to think about it. She didn't go home and think about it. That woman said she went home, prostrated herself on the floor and began to cry out to Jesus. Cry out to God. God, help me. I don't have no money to represent. I don't have this. But you said you. I mean, she went on and she went back the next day. The next court appearance. And she stood alone again and said, there she is again. How many know that you ain't standing alone? God need to open up our eyes so we can see that there's more with us than it is with them. Amen. That's what he said to the prophet's servant. Open up his eyes so he can see. Amen. That there's more with us than it is with God. Got angels encamped around about you. Amen. Ain't nothing going to penetrate that line. Amen. And so she went back and she stood before them. Man, I tell you. God said, look, Jesus said, look, there's a time going to come to where you ain't got to think what to say. Amen. But the spirit in you is going to speak out. It's going to tell you what to say. Man, they did their thing and she spoke whatever she spoke and the judge dismissed it. They dismissed the case. I think she was getting a sum of money. And God gave her favor in that court. You got to know who's on your side. Amen. You got to know you can't go home and think about it. You got to go home and pray about it. You got to go home and seek God. You got to go home and call out to God. Before you even get home, I bet you, when she was in that courtroom, I bet she was crying out to God. I bet her heart was pointed toward God. Amen. So he'll be your counselor. Amen. He'll be your counselor in the courtroom. He'll be your doctor in the sick room. Amen. God will be your battle axe on the battlefield. You ain't got to fight. Amen. The Holy Ghost, Jesus, when he said, I will never leave nor forsake you, he meant just what he said. Because if you are saved today, you are in the way. You got the Holy Ghost. You got the Spirit of God living inside of you. Amen. And he going to lift up a standard for you. That's what he said. Look, when the floods come against you, he said, I'm going to lift up a standard. You know, God going to rise up in you. So you ain't got to worry about it. You know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. She in the courtroom. The Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. And every tongue that rise up against you in judgment. They were putting judgment on this woman. And she stood. Most of us will concede. Give in. Okay. I take the lesser punishment. I ain't taking nothing, Lord. Unless I'm going to do what you say to me. I'm going to stand and be still and see my salvation. Amen. Because he's going to rise up. Every tongue shall be condemned. Amen. Every tongue shall be condemned. So the judge ruled in her favor. Amen. Jesus said, but when they deliver you up, take no thought on how you shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall say. Jesus said, I send you another comforter. Jesus was assuring his grieving disciples. He's assuring somebody today, saying, I am physically with you. He was telling them he's physically with them, but I'm sending someone else to be who is exactly like me to live inside you. Amen. This another comforter is Jesus himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. The whosoever believeth on him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus said, I am the way. There is no other way to the Father but by me. There is no other way to your peace. There is no other way to your joy. There is no other way to your success. People are chasing success, but it comes by way of Jesus. Yes. Amen. God gives you dreams. He gives you visions. Amen. It's through him. I found out that Muslims, some of them, they believe that God would speak to them. But they believe that God would speak to them in dreams, so they go to sleep. And God speaks to them in their dreams. There's one Muslim I was telling brother about, got converted over to Christianity. I mean, powerful testimony. Said this one man said, I don't understand Jesus. I don't understand. He said, I'm going to go to sleep. You speak to me in dream and let me know that this Jesus is real. He went to sleep and he had a dream, and this man named David interpreted and gave him the dream of what it was. Gave his life to the Lord. God said, I will be with you always. Always. As long as you are in the way. Get in his way. When Jesus came, they were thronging him. They was getting in his way. You know? Don't get out of his way. Even if you get out of his way, like some of them did. Zacchaeus, come on down here. Make haste. God's going to call you anyway. Amen. God bless you this morning. Anybody need to be in the way? Anybody fell out the way? We can point you back in the way today. And that is salvation. Anybody backslid today? God will take you back. He heals your backslide. He's married to the backsliders. Amen. So if you're not in the way, get in the way. Get in the way right now. Don't let him pass you by. Don't let him pass you by. He wants you to get in his way. Amen. He wants to show you the way. He wants to show you the way to the Father. He wants to show you the way to your dreams, your hopes, things that you're wishing for. You got to wish for them. You pray about them. Pray for them. Amen. God bless you this morning. I deliver my soul, as pastor would say. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. God bless you this morning. Nobody need prayer for anything. Need to stand in the gap for somebody. We can do that too, because he's in that way. You may stand, we can dismiss. Your blessing, what? Is in the way. Your blessing, what? Is on the way. Amen. It's on the way. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you that you said, God, and you've proven it, Lord God, through your word, that you will never leave nor forsake us, Lord God. You're with us, Lord, always. You're inside of us, Lord God. You're living. Your spirit, God, is in us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for leading the way, God, making the way, God, making straight the way. Father, we thank you. Now, God, we ask that you, God, would look up on us, Lord God. Continue, God, to lead and guide us, God, with your eye, Lord God. God, we pray, Father God, you instruct us, God, each and every day, God. Speak into our ears, Lord God, that we may hear. Anoint our ears that we may hear what the word is saying to us, that the spirit is saying, God. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, we pray, God, that as we depart from this place, but never from your presence, we ask that you continue to keep watch over us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.